K-State Nation, y'all know what time it is. Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III. This is prime time on this Tuesday, January 28th, 2025. First month of 2025 almost in the books. This is the first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen here whenever this comes out. I know I have two more ahead of this one. One will come out tonight. And let's see, probably this one actually, Serena Sundell, we'll get to her in just a minute. This will probably actually be up on the night, on the day of when K-State Women's Basketball takes on Iowa State. Huge game coming up for the Lady Cats after they got upset on the road. It's the first time I listen to this podcast again. Like, subscribe, do what you do. If you've been following us for a while, thank you so much. If you've been following us throughout or in and out, or especially been following us ever since we started this podcast back in the COVID season, thank you so much for hanging with in there with us through thick and thin. I really appreciate it so much. And don't forget about episodes on the bonus channel. We're going to have fresh, when this comes out, fresh episodes on Podbean, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-I-D, apostrophe S, podcast. Two episodes will be up, should be up by the time this episode rolls out to the purple carpet. And maybe I might stick another one in. We'll see about that. But anyways, there will be fresh episodes up there. I haven't gotten around to them just yet. So definitely by the time this episode holds up or gets onto the grid, you guys will be notified about that as well. Or I should say, go over there, find out, subscribe to the channel as well. Serena Sundell. During a loss against Colorado, unfortunately, that loss, I didn't even know about it until scrolling over some social media, looking at some social media, and particularly K-State sports stuff there. And this was the first one of, I think actually the second thing that popped up behind on K-State social media. But Serena Sundell, 700, well, now it's currently 702 heading into the Iowa State game Thursday night. 700 assists. K-State. Woo! Let me see here. She is now the second player in K-State program history with 700 or more assists in K-State career. Going with now, she's behind now, Shady Lenning, 800. That was Lenning's when she would play for K-State back in 05 and 09. So, look, we knew what type of player, and speaking of COVID season, again, I keep on going back to that. We're going to step aside for just a second here on the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. All right, K-State Nation, hopefully that will be the last interruption during this episode here. I take care of some quick business. But anyways, yeah, Serena Sundell, what else going to say? Damn it. Yeah, so Lenning, 800, Serena Sundell, 702. Yes. I keep going back to the core of this team. Obviously, Yoki Lee's down, right? Serena Sundell, Riley Glenn is being redshirted, and Jalen Glenn. So right now, you have Jalen Glenn and Serena Sundell right now. Serena Sundell, obviously, we knew what type of player she was coming here to K-State, right? Very talented. From Marysville, Missouri. And I thought it was Marysville, Kansas. I remember saying that the first time talking about Serena. I thought she was from Marysville, Kansas. Obviously, yeah, I've been to Marysville, Kansas, but not Marysville, Missouri, honestly. But she, too, is leaving her legacy at K-State. But she's going to have to step up to the plate here, especially if Jalen Glenn, they're going to have to figure this out on how to win without Aoki Lee. Because apparently we haven't figured that out. But Serena Sundell, and also on the other side of the coin, now has over 15,000 points, 1,535 points heading into this ball game on Thursday night. Moves into 13th place in career scoring list for Kansas State. 88th career game, 10 or more points. That, again, last time Kansas women's basketball was on the court, got upset by a team that eliminated from the NCAA tournament last year, right? So, look, Serena Sundell, the numbers have been amazing. Let me see if we can rebounds. She also had led a team of rebounds with 4 against Colorado last weekend, bumping her career total to 513. And I'm not even going to go with program history because that's over here or there. What you want to do, you want to win basketball games. And over the course of Serena and Jalen Glenn's career, Serena Sundell and Jalen Glenn's career, when Yoko Lee steps out, this team doesn't know how to win. I know. Casey Nation, I know. Y'all going to get after me about it. But look, the proof's in the pudding. This, whether it's Gabby Gregory on this team, whether it's Tamir Poindexter on this team, whether it's Terrence Ives on this team, you get the drift. Right? This team cannot figure out how to win without the best player on this team. It's Ayoka Lee. So, what they got to do? And we know what happened last year because they got the number two team in the nation. They were ranked second in the country. And what happened? The bottom fell out of the ice cream. Literally. Right? So what this team's got to do, they have the pieces. They have what it takes. They have to believe it says they can do it. I shouldn't have to come sit here in EC3 Studios and say that, right? So, given all the accolades, Serena Sundell passing, getting all alone in second place, I'm sure she doesn't want that. She wants a Big 12 championship. She wants to get in a deeper in the NCAA tournament, right? She wants to do all those things. Right? I'm pretty sure her teammates follow suit in that, okay? So, Iowa State, and actually, while I'm on a little spiel here, let me see. Go ahead and pull these standings here real quick. This is Pro Parker Podcast, all things K-State sports. Serena Sundell and company look to bounce back against Colorado. Hey, we just lost to Colorado. Got upset by Colorado. Yeah, and TCU, by the look of this, just in sole possession. I'm recording this episode on Tuesday night. Iowa State and K-State play in Bramlage on Thursday night. And y'all show up. Y'all show up, Wildcat Nation, Purple Nation. Y'all show up out there. TCU, after recording this podcast, sits all alone. 8-1 in the conference. K-State, 7-1. And after the K-State game, these two teams were literally tied because TCU also lost. Well, TCU back in the winning ways there. Now it's K-State's turn to respond, right? They're 1-2. Oklahoma State, 3rd. Baylor, 4th. West Virginia, Utah, Iowa State. Iowa State trying to come on a little bit. 6-3 in that little bubble there. So, Iowa State, 15-7 overall. They're in this game. This game is not going to be easy. Can K-State respond? That is the biggest question for Jeff Mitty and his coaching staff. Can they do it? Can they get it done? We'll find out Thursday night in Bramlage. Tip off, tad after 7:30. A little late tip off here, but big game for K-State. K-State's got to answer the bell. Can they do it? Can they answer the bell? TCU won. I don't know when they played. They must have played on Monday night, which would be yesterday, last night, which would be when this episode comes out a couple of nights ago. So, K-State, they got to respond. They're going to have to respond big. You have not lost at home all year long. I expect this team to come out with a sense of urgency and defend home court. You're at home, Iowa State, take care of your business there, handle them. We'll see what happens there as well. But big game, you have to keep with TCU because TCU, I'm sure, I don't have the schedule in front of me. I can always say on this podcast, but you have to keep up. And so TCU laid the blow. Now it's your turn, K-State, on Thursday night. Serena Sundell, huge, making more individual history, getting 700 assists last weekend against Colorado. In the loss against Colorado, sitting at 702 assists. That is crazy. Crazy enough. And now Serena Sundell now has to now focus on leading her team along with Tamir Poindexter, Jalen Glenn, and others to try to get a big win on Thursday night. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and yet, wherever podcasts are found. Free and available daily. We're not having a chance to record K-State content. Like, subscribe, hit the notification bell every time we post an episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Let's go wrap things up for this women's basketball edition of the Purple Project Podcast. This is Kansas State Sports Podcast, all things K-State Athletics. Alex Hayden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you right here in Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of this Wildcat Podcast. Triple P in the books. Go Cats.